This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from his facility, Lake Cardiology. He's an eminent cardiologist. That's why his facility, his clinic called Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida. I'll tell you how you can be in touch with Dr. Ken during the course of this hour of Good Day Health, in which we focus on lots of studies that are done. Ken is a researcher in addition to being a cardiologist. I don't know. You could probably be a chiropractor too, Ken. As far as I'm concerned, you know your way around and you got a couple of doctor's degrees.
I doubt I could do that.
Really? What,
I'm
you
not
don't believe in it,
that.
Or
no,
you think
no,
it's tough to do?
No, I'm just not trained in it.
Yeah, I know. Well, get trained, go back to school again.
I need to stay at a Holiday Inn.
Yeah. Dr. Ken and Doug, with a focus on the top stories of the week, I earlier was commenting on how in the top 10 list of things that we talk about, I do the talk radio countdown show, as you know, Ken, every week. On radio stations, many of them carry this program as well. And the number one thing for 3-4 months has been COVID, and is being bumped around a little bit by a couple of other issues like Black Lives Matter. But here, as far as the research is concerned in our conversation and helping people understand still what this is about, because a lot of people don't, the people who choose not to wear masks and practice the distancing and that sort of thing, it isn't just that it's a medical thing. It's polite. It just seems like it's the right thing to do. And all these people that are yelling, I have my personal right. Yeah, you do. You have a right to be stupid. And so I just think that's what is selfish and stupid. Now, let's get into some of the specifics of things that you have found in the journals this week about the COVID-19. And let's start with vaccines. And whether or not the vaccines will be of any value, because this thing continues to change. I know you and I have this conversation all the time about regular vaccines for the flu. So is this going to be the same sort of thing, that it really won't help as many people as one would hope?
Well, I'll go out on the limb, Doug, and make a prediction. I think by the end of the year, and maybe earlier, but by the end of this year, we'll have a safe and effective vaccine. And by springtime, anyone who wants a safe and effective vaccine for COVID-19 will have it available. And this week, there's been some really exciting news. I believe a U.S. biotech company that's in your backyard, Moderna.
Yes, right, for literally up the street.
They report that a vaccine they're developing has shown to induce a rapid and strong, those were their exact words, immune response against COVID-19. That's very exciting. The vaccine candidate has shown to be generally safe and well-tolerated, with no serious adverse effects reported through 57 days. That's encouraging. Almost 2 months later, no one has suffered any serious side effects from this vaccine. Moderna, they will start their third study phase of the vaccine candidate on July 23rd with 30,000 participants. And this is on the road to FDA approval. They're doing this in coordination, collaboration with the FDA. And if it goes through and is safe and effective in these 30,000 participants, we'll have an available vaccine.
So is this the one that activates your immune system? I know there's been a couple of different discussions about one that introduces things that are sort of traditional to help deal with whatever the bug may be, although it has mutated 18 or 19 times, and whether or not the vaccine adapts to or is important to wipe out the bug as it has adapted.
Well,
but is the immune system vaccine going to do more than anything
else?
Well,
you're asking some things about how you're going to customize this particular vaccine for this particular illness. And you're probably going to need, and here's where it's some speculation, but you're probably going to need a booster because there's some evidence that the immune response doesn't last long term like in some other vaccines for other diseases. So you may need a booster. Mm-hmm. There's also the concern that, like the flu, it changes. That would mean that you might need also a yearly vaccine for COVID. It might be a flu plus COVID in one shot each year. But this all remains to be seen. But the fact that we can get immune response to whatever the bug currently looks like at the present time, and that injection is safe, that's a big deal. And we're on the road. And whether we need to fine-tune it down the road, you know, that's the course correction that some vaccines need. Some vaccines, one shot for the rest of your life. But many vaccines need course correction and need boosters. And it doesn't take away from the value, obviously, of the vaccine.
All right. So let me ask you something. It must be on people's minds. We hear a lot about the Z-Pak and hydroxychloroquine and whether or not that's better than the other stuff that's more expensive. Could you make a vaccine out of these treatments? These things are not preventative. These are cures. But what you're looking at is, I mean, I guess I'm trying to understand what the theory is for making, or formula is for making a vaccine.
Well, like all vaccines, you want to rev up your immune system so that when the body sees the real virus, it responds in a hugely vigorous, protective, safe way. Mm-hmm. And not its first response where it's slow to come to the prom and doesn't react adequately and the virus wins. So you want a quick, overwhelming response to that virus so the virus can't take hold and goes away. Viruses can't survive without a host. They can't live on their own like bacteria. They need a host.
So is there a danger? Will people have to have a physical before they take this? If it's really strong, might it affect some people negatively?
Well, that's why we're testing 30,000 people in your backyard. Line up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'm not going to line up. I'm fine, thanks, but I'd be interested to see where it all goes. Good for local business, at least. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health, continuing with a focus on why these infections don't seem to become a problem in certain environments. Why is that? We'll find out from Dr. Ken in a matter of moments. How would you like to have the brightest, whitest smile of your entire life? You still drink coffee, do you? Tea? Red wine? Eat blueberries? Hopefully you're not smoking. You're not using those trays because they're obnoxious, messy, and they really don't work. The way to get a bright white smile, the most positive way to do it, is to use power swabs. Only takes 5 minutes and you'll see results. All natural. It's a patented tooth detergent, whitening agent. And you go to powerswabs.com using the code DJV10. You get $40 off the manufacturer's suggested price, plus another $10 off because you're using the DJV10 code. And what you get, a box of the swabs, a box of the sticks, white swabs. Try the power swab for 7 days. This is an intensive teeth whitening kit and process. Get rid of the stains. See it as you do it. You're not satisfied, you get your money back. It's that simple. It's that easy. Whitening power from Power Swabs. Again, the best discount, free shipping, comes by using the code DJV10.
The debate around guns is focused on the extremes instead of what's actually working. We're the National Shooting Sports Foundation. We represent the gun industry. For decades, we've led real solutions for safer communities while protecting the right to legally own a firearm. Our Project ChildSafe program distributes millions of free gun locks to help prevent accidents. Our work with law enforcement helps prevent suicides, gun thefts, and illegal gun purchases. Learn more at nssfrealsolutions.org. Paid for by the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
What outdoor activity has become very popular in recent years on bodies of water near you? I'll share the answer in just a moment.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
The outdoor activity that has become very popular on bodies of water near you is kayaking. Kayaking is a great way to get exercise. It is environmentally friendly, fun, and an up-close and personal way to fish. Plus, it's easy on your pocketbook, too. So to learn more, go to drawntowildlife.com where the seasons never end.
Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health. This weekend, as usual, as has been the case for the past 4 or 5 months, the COVID situation is on the top of the hit parade, not the only thing we want to talk about. But I did have that question about why infections in certain places are not happening. What's the research show about that?
Why are you talking about this study that showed that the masks are effective?
Yes.
Okay. So this is an interesting report that came out of the CDC publication, Morbidity and Mortality, that I think does show that these masks work. This took place in a hair salon. Two hairstylists at a Missouri salon who both had been diagnosed with COVID-19. And I don't know how they did this study, but they did. They both wore face masks, cut the hair of 139 masked customers for roughly a week, and did not infect a single client. The first stylist worked with clients for 8 days while symptomatic, while the second stylist did the same for 5 days. I don't know the clients were aware of this. The ethics of this is questionable. I'm just telling you this has been reported. Mm-hmm. Some of the close contacts of the stylist did not fare as well. All four contacts of the first stylist who lived in the same home later tested positive for COVID-19, while none of the close contacts of the second stylist became symptomatic. The conclusion from the CDC out of this study is that face masks work, and yep. They work for the person wearing them. They work for the person who is around the person who has COVID-19.
Why would you say that? Explain how, because I'm not clear on this myself, and a lot of listeners probably aren't either, depending on what they've been listening to. How does it help you? I understand how it helps others because the stuff in your system doesn't get sprayed around, but how does it help you?
How does it help?
Isn't it dependent on?
How does it prevent you from getting it?
Yeah.
Well, in this study, none of the clients got it. 139 masks.
Yeah, but is it just the masks?
Let me explain it. 139 masked customers in a week were treated by these two hairstylists who both. Had it, they were wearing masks. You could say that it just prevented it, but they didn't do the other study of having customers come in without masks and get treated. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether that would be ethical. I certainly wouldn't want to be asked to approve that study. But the point is, the hairstylist and the customers were both wearing the masks, and definitely it prevented transmission from the hairstylist, but you have to think, mm-hmm. although you didn't do the study, that it also protected the customers.
All right, coming up in a matter of moments, symptoms. What are the symptoms that persist if you are a survivor of this? What if you get it again, how do you know you get it? Or can you figure that out? Up next here on Good Day Health.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health. The COVID circumstances we find ourselves in, information, misinformation. All right, so if I have symptoms, and you thought that I did actually for a while, and I think I did too, but I didn't because when I got the test, I was negative for it. Now, maybe I'd had it and washed it away because some of these tests only are good for if you have it now, right?
Well, you mean the antigen, if you're acutely infected, that's the antigen test will tell you you're positive. The antibody test will tell you if you were infected remotely up until some point, and it's still not clear how long that antibody test is effective for. Hopefully that helps you a little.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out whether there are a lot of people who are being told and who are thinking that even if they don't have symptoms, they may have the disease because sometimes it manifests in weird ways.
Let me talk about that for a second. People can be infectious a day or two before they actually develop symptoms. And that's another reason why you want to wear a mask, because you don't know whether you're going to be, whether you're pre-symptomatic, that means in a day or two you're going to come down with the disease, or whether you're an asymptomatic carrier, that means you carry the virus, but you yourself are never going to get sick, but you can spread it around. So that's another reason why you want to wear a mask even though you don't have the illness. Both sides, while you're sick, when you to prevent yourself from getting it, from prevent yourself from passing it along. So it is an appropriate item until we get the vaccine to get these masks, and they do work.
So with people that have symptoms, there are those who have been in the hospital, they get out of the hospital, and so they it's so hard. That's what makes it difficult for the average person, because they don't really know what to expect, because nobody knows that much about this in reality.
Wait. We know, at this point, we know a lot more than we did earlier in the year. And we know that there is this severe form of COVID-19, which you don't want to get. Nobody wants to get. This is the item. Fortunately, it's not too common. Fortunately, probably 80% of us who get this will have either no, minimal, mild, mild to moderate symptoms. And there's about 10 to 15% of us who will get this and have a severe form. It's usually people over the age of 70 or people who have high blood pressure, obese, or diabetes, or an immune problem, or they have asthma or emphysema. One or more of those risk factors. Obesity is the biggest one for people under the age of 70. And yes, there are going to be outliers. These rare items, people who don't fit any of these usual cases, and then the press will put it on a pedestal, but they're very rare. In fact, you know, we talk about children. More children since January 1st of this year have died from flu than have died from COVID-19.
Well, I think we keep making that point. It seems sometimes to fall on deaf ears as to how, especially when it comes to looking at the economy, the impact this COVID thing has had on the economy. Ben Carson had some interesting things to say.
Well, the Swedish study is so helpful. They look very carefully at incidents, and under age 70, it's just a 0.1% mortality. Over age 70, it's a 4.3% mortality.
Mm-hmm. So it's 40 times more to likely to be older.
Oh, it's much more than that. It's 0.1%.
Mm-hmm.
Versus 4.3%.
Right. It's much more. Well, whatever the percentage is, it's much more dangerous if you're older and obese, out of shape, have those problems that we're talking about. Dr. Ken here to help you out to extend your lifespan here on Good Day Health.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Hey guys, I'm Ma.
And I'm Daisy
from the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Ma and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using, we've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us, too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
COVID-19 is spreading across the United States faster than any point in the pandemic, and the number of new cases is accelerating throughout the month of July. The U.S. coronavirus count, which now is over 3,500,000, has increased by almost a quarter since June 30th, when the surging counts in California, Florida, Texas, and Arizona pushed the daily counts to new highs. Miami
is now the new epicenter for the coronavirus. Before July 1st, the country had never seen a day in which 50,000 new coronavirus cases had been confirmed. Since that day, the record has been surpassed 11 of 16 days. The story is similar in many states. 22 states plus Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands had at least one record day of new coronavirus cases since July 1st. Alaska is now leading the pack, having set new daily records seven times this month. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With the latest on the political party conventions, here's USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Next month's Republican National Convention in Jacksonville, Florida is going to be scaled back now because of the surging coronavirus in that state. President Trump had moved the event from Charlotte, North Carolina to Jacksonville after a dispute with North Carolina's governor over social distancing requirements there. The scaled back convention in Jacksonville will now likely result in fewer speeches, smaller crowds, and the use of both indoor and outdoor venues. Meanwhile, the city of Milwaukee is still going to spend about $40 million on the Democratic National Convention, despite the fact most of that event is not now going to happen in Milwaukee. Mayor Tom Barrett saying that the city is going to need to provide security and logistics for the portions of the convention that do happen in the city. I'm Chris Barnes.
An NFLPA database is showing that 72 NFL players are already known to have tested positive for the coronavirus. And the NFL and Players Association is continuing to negotiate rules under which training camps can begin later this month and the regular season can begin in September. The union is trying to make sure its members are kept up to date on the presence of the virus around the country and in their specific communities. Now, that number is difficult to put into context because not even one-third of the players in the league have been tested. Training camp is set to start for most teams on July 28th. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, second half hour of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Every week we have Ken here to explain the impact of some of the studies, the work being done by researchers, some of the things in the medical journals that impact us all. Certainly our focus on COVID has been the case. If you listen to our podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, you know that the essence of our conversations, at least in part, every time we get together, and they show up on the podcast as well, do focus on the success of the treatments and how to keep yourself from getting the coronavirus. We also have, in the most recent Good Day Health podcast, a focus on how your lifespan can be affected by the fact that you're getting enough sleep, good sleep, solid sleep, call it REM sleep. So you'll want to find out not only the effect, but how to make sure you're going to get a good night's sleep. You ought to listen to the current podcast. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you find those podcasts. Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology is here with us. By the way, you can take advantage of the current telemedicine craze. You don't have to go to his office. You can just make an appointment online to see Dr. Ken to get another opinion. 352-735-1400 for all of you who are within shouting distance, and that's anybody who's got a phone anywhere. You want to go see Ken? You want to get the straight from his shoulder summary of what's going on in your body? Look at, you know, he's a cardiologist. He understands your body. Tell you what's going on. 352-735-1400. All right. So anyway, the business about what the factors are, the people who are heavy, we've emphasized this. If families are too heavy, husbands, wives, children, and we've emphasized that that is the reason you're gonna, you know, that's the help. You want some help getting sick? You continue to eat the wrong foods, be overweight, right? I mean, that's the symptom. That's the syllabus for disaster.
Oh, absolutely. The common denominator for high blood pressure, diabetes, chronic inflammation, all of these things, increasing your risk of getting severe COVID. You know, I think you were talking about how do you live with COVID and not shut down the whole world.
Well,
and
I made reference to that. The Ben Carson comment this week, which I thought was very appropriate. We've shut the, basically ruined the country's economy or gone darn close to it. Now with all the hoopla again, even though I say, I'm not the doctor, but you are, but I have read enough stuff to lead me to believe that this strain is nowhere near as potent as the one we were dealing with 3-4 months ago. So why are we getting everybody all worked up about it? Why is the news media scaring the hell out of everybody? And why are we looking at closing everything down? Ben Carson says that will completely destroy the economy.
Well,
and
you
the
know
question
the
he's asking.
You
is,
know the answer why.
Yeah, of course I know the answer why.
It's all politics.
It is. It's all politics. And it has nothing to do with the reality. Yes, you should wear a mask. Yes, it's good for you. Yes, it's good for the other people around you. Yes, the personal distancing is important and effective. Massachusetts has proven that. I live in Massachusetts much of the year, and their numbers are lower than I think any other number. It's certainly a populated coastal state. Maybe some of the Midwestern, Mid-Southern states are better. But you, by the way, down in Florida where you are, my God, the hospitals are 180% of capacity or something?
It's just a fraction of the state. It's
the beaches.
It's southeast Florida.
Miami,
yep. And a little north of Miami, Broward County. That is where it's a big hot issue. And if you look in the state, yeah, we're seeing more cases, but we were testing about 300 people a day in March, and now we're testing 150,000 people a day. And you also had the report where there were problems getting the negatives out, and only the positives were being counted, so it affected our positivity rate. So, of course, you're going to see more. But if you look at the death rates going up a little bit, predominantly down in southeast Florida. And of course, we don't want any deaths, but they're not going skyrocket up like the number of cases are. And I think it's a number of factors. We've learned from the experience of New York that you don't put sick people back into nursing homes, and that we need to protect the elderly 70 and above. We know the risk factors for younger people: high blood pressure, obesity, diabetes, immune disease issues, asthma, emphysema, a lot of smoking. So we can help and isolate the people at high risk. The rest of us, wearing masks, social distancing, washing our hands, keeping our hands off of our face, our nose, our mouth, we can go live our lives. Because the incidence in that group practicing smart behavior
can't we,
is very, very low.
So we're just back to the political reality of trying to control everybody or get them to vote a certain way or whatever the methodology is here, and we're all getting schnookered. It's about time we woke up. I've never seen this in my life, Ken. You and I are about the same age.
Never.
I don't know whether you have. I've never seen the kind of ridiculous response to something like this, and that's what it is. It is ridiculous.
The propaganda and BS out there is off the scale.
Yeah, it is. So that's why the country's economy is in danger, and that's why Carson said what he did. I think he's right on the money. Absolutely.
I've never seen Americans put our health, our wealth, our safety, the education of our children at risk over politics. In my lifetime, I've never seen
that. Well, and it's also, some of this is being generated by the Chinese trying to influence our political system as well. The Chinese are all over this. They're the culprits in so many different ways as well, the Chinese government. So, all right, we'll pause for a moment and then continue because I got a little bit more. The care that's being administered around the country and some of the impacts for people like you're a cardiologist. How is this continuing to impact your patients who don't have the disease but they need an operation? Those questions coming up in a matter of moments here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here with a focus on getting a great night's rest. Boy, I ordered four more of these pillows because I have some guests in my apartment house here at the farm and didn't have any good pillows, so I gave them four of my pillows, my pillow pillows, because I know they'll have comfortable sleep. I know they get great support, adjustability. You don't get hot when you're, you know, they also at MyPillow have this mattress cover, the duvets, all the things that sort of bolster your comfort when you're in bed. You know, we all have, I can't stand duvets, the average duvet. They make you way too hot, sweat too much in bed. No, there's no breathing there. It's just like a big clump of something on your body. I don't know why people get so excited about them, but no, not for me. Bed toppers are great. These keep you cool, the ones from MyPillow. Look at the collection. Go through the website and see what's in there that's good for you. If you order totals over $200, they'll help you by financing it for you. So you can buy as much as you want, pay for it over time, take advantage of the BOGO offer, buy one, get one free, no matter what it is. Visit the Radio Listener Specials page, see all of the things that are made in America by MyPillow, take advantage of the BOGO deal, buy one, get one free, use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. A recent study has found that using emojis, those happy, sad, or angry-looking faces, is an easy way to track quality of life for cancer patients during and after treatment.
Patient-reported outcomes are important for multiple things. So at the time of diagnosis with cancer, there are multiple factors that we know are prognostic. So they'll predict how a patient will do. Then moving forward, they're also very helpful to track patient symptoms and how they're tolerating treatment.
Dr. Carrie Thompson, the lead author of the study, says patients were first asked to rate their quality of life and fatigue from 0 to 10.
The very next question was the same question, but showing them five possible emoji faces. And what we found was that the faces track very nicely with the traditional numerical score.
Not only was it effective, but Dr. Thompson says patients liked having the emojis as a means of communication. For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Vivian Williams.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Moving back into the COVID zone, I thought we were going to get through maybe not till we get to questions for Dr. Ken. We're going to get away from COVID, but we do have a focus. I want to know how it's affecting you or your patients who don't have COVID but can't get in to the hospital. How much care delay has there been? You got a study that overviews that, I think, don't you?
This may end up being a greater health crisis in America than COVID itself.
Yeah.
The resurgence of COVID-19 is creating another health crisis as hospitals fill and patients are fearful or unable to get non-emergency care. We're seeing sharp declines in patients seeking routine medical care and screenings, and a rise in those who have delayed care for so long they are far sicker than they otherwise would be. So screenings for cancer, for heart disease, diabetes, weight, blood pressure, it's just being put aside. A lot of elective surgery is being long delayed, and the consequences are just not occurring. The outcomes are not as good as they would have been. And this, some of it is fear for people going near the healthcare establishment. Some is that the hospitals or the offices are just not geared up right now to take care of anything else. It's a number of issues, but this, unfortunately, might have a greater long-term effect on American health, on worldwide health, than the virus itself.
And who knows, along with Carson talking about the economy, we have the psychological impact of people losing their jobs, people losing their businesses, children who can't go to school, the social implications.
And the abuse of drugs because of that.
It is. The Chinese government has made a circus out of our lives, and it's time we got real also about holding them responsible. As an aside story, my refrigerator went on the fritz this week, Ken, and I was trying to find a new one. I went to four places, couldn't find a refrigerator in stock that was made in America. Every single one of them were all made in China. They have so manipulated and controlled the situation to this point, you can't even find a refrigerator made anywhere but China. So you don't think that this was all planned out, that they all had this? They are very smart, and I think the rest of the world is pretty damn dumb when it comes to all of this stuff. Come on, people. Wake up to what the reality is. And one of the things, there's a study, the president of Brazil now has the disease. What's he using? You've got some information on what he's being treated with.
Yeah, Bolsonaro developed COVID-19, diagnosed with it, and he immediately went on hydroxychloroquine, and according to him, he the next day felt so much better and is now recuperating. And, you know, you could say it's just one case, but he swears by it. And
you can't just take hydroxychloroquine. You got to put it with the Z-Pack, right? And you have to have the right dosages of it. It's not just to take it like a lollipop.
Right. Well, hopefully he didn't do it that way. Hopefully he had some medical assistance guiding him through. Yes, you have to. The best way is to follow the group in Marseille, France. They have the most experience. They have in real time a website. You can look at it, over 3,300 patients, and they treat immediately after diagnosis with a Z-Pack, 5-day Z-Pack, and hydroxychloroquine, 3 tablets a day for 10 days, and they have a 0.5% mortality.
Yeah, there you go. Back to the real mortality numbers. Who's taking what and what ages, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There are, I look around, we're talking about vaccines. A couple of them have gotten this fast track. We were talking about Moderna. I think, is it BioNTech and Pfizer also are working on?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Worldwide. I mean, you talk about the Chinese. Well, an irony is the Chinese may come up with the first vaccine because they got a head start.
Yeah, of course they did. They had this all planned from the beginning. You can't tell me this isn't all one big scam, once again, to try to get control of the world. That's what they're all about. That's not a political statement. It's not a medical statement. It's a reality statement. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Florida here on Good Day Health. Don't forget our podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com. Coming up, questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress, all free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida here. I'm Doug Steffen with questions for Dr. Ken. Is it true that if you are a vegetarian, you will live longer and be healthier? And does your things like testosterone in your system, other things that are chemicals in your system, are they helped by being a vegetarian, hurt, or not impacted at all?
Well, complex questions, but let's break it down. We can refer to a study this week about the testosterone question. This was in the World Journal of Urology. New research, it shows that testosterone levels in men who eat vegetable-heavy diets are similar to those men who eat a lot of meat. And then you're talking about who lives longer. You can... The Mediterranean diet is very competitive, and, you know, cardiologists love to arm wrestle between the two of them, and I think that you should pick between those two based on which one you feel more comfortable with, and I don't think that one is going to, if you stay well on one or the other, I think you'll do well on either one, and it's a matter of just staying at the right weight. Blood pressure, cholesterol, blood pressure after eating the right foods. And if you don't know what there specifically should be, how they should break down for you, calories, percentages of things, this is why dietitians love to get up in the morning.
Mm-hmm. For that and many other reasons. All right. Question about food. As long as you're talking about being a vegetarian or food input, are there foods that we should eat that preserve our cognitive function? Is it, you know, we're all concerned about Alzheimer's and dementia and that sort of thing. And I know there are new drugs being developed all the time, but there are those who say food, maybe some elements of cannabis will help preserve your functional ability to think and not, you know, you, Alzheimer's and dementia, you lose your memory, right? And lose functionality in your body.
Yes, well, over time, I think that if you're asking me one food, usually fish is the one food that will be the best candidate for preserving memory. But again, a well-balanced Mediterranean diet, in my opinion, is the best way to keep your brain functioning. And then watching your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, and weight.
There's a medical researcher named Emily Erlenbaugh who contributes to Forbes magazine, who writes this month that cannabis may reduce lung inflammations brought about by COVID-19. And the research is going on. Have you read or heard anything about that? Because I know you're not a big fan of cannabis as a recreational, and I understand that, but there seem to be a number of ways that cannabis, and they're researching them now in various institutions, can help our other maladies, some people are suggesting that it could help in terms of Alzheimer's and pancreatic cancer and now lung problems. So what do you think?
Well, they're not talking about prevention here, looking at cannabis for COVID-19. What they're looking for is potentially a treatment, and there's some early data that maybe it might be, but it needs a lot more study. But the key is it's not a treatment. And I think anything that impairs your lungs and cannabis used recreationally will is not good. And
so it seems counterintuitive to think that cannabis then would...
It definitely does.
Yeah.
Yes. And many things, many treatments are that way. Intuition is often wrong when
there are other,
but
if you take the elements that are part of it, that's what they're doing with the pancreatic cancer. They're not saying cannabis is going to fix it, but there's an element in the THC that may help, and that also could be the case with the lung inflammation. They're not suggesting here, I didn't see it when I read, that they're telling you to smoke this stuff.
Correct. Exactly. Yeah. The route of getting it will be important because you don't want to put all that smoke in your lungs, whatever.
No, not at all. The suggestion is by some studying this, we only have about 30 seconds left, that lung cancer problems are doubling in our country, even though fewer people are smoking. Is that because more people are being screened, kind of like the COVID thing?
It's part we don't really know. Is it chronic inflammation from obesity? We just don't know. Are we just diagnosing more of it? Because we do have much better means to diagnose it early, and we may be picking it up with all the imaging we did.
Yeah. Don't forget, the telehealth service conversation is part of our most recent podcast, too, at the Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.